The Bulls survive again. Out this near side, goes to Pulatua. Now they go to the left-hand side, a dummy offload, and he's got down the try over the line, but is that given by the referee?
Yes.
First try for St Helens, disappointing.
Well, as I said in my pre-match shamble, this will be the acid test, JP. It has proved to be just that, and the Bradford Bulls go behind. It's now the Bulls nil, the Saints four.
Third tackle for the Saints, offload. Oh, it's one way then the other. Wilkin now driving towards that try line. Manu. He's offloaded it. Willie Manu to the try line, can't get stopped. The Bulls try desperately, but the St Helens player gets through and puts the ball down. It's another try.
Well, I talked about that man, Willie Manu, the most gifted player in Super League. There he was, Willie Manu, making the Bradford Bulls look like schoolboys, quite frankly, in a pub team on a Saturday afternoon, scoring the try to the post. It's now Bulls nil, Saints 8. Willie Manu, the man with magic.
And it'll be again a play the ball to Roby. Roby straight in, and a man over the line dives down, and the Bulls almost resigned to the fact that he was going to score the try. Looks like it is another try for St Helens, and this is very, very frightening.
Well, the White Roses wilting, the form of the Bradford Bulls, because it's a fabulous try from St Helens.
It's Lefranchi with the try.
It is Lefranchi with the try, you're right, and the Bulls now nil, St Helens 14, and men and boys.
Offload again, little kick through the middle. Now Lomax drives towards an empty pulse line. Little dummy, sidestep rather. And Lomax gets another try for St Helens. And this is turning into a horror show from the Bradford Bulls. Well, 17 minutes precisely left on the clock. And the Bulls are now 20 behind.
Yeah, men and boys. Johnny Lomax there, had the ball. 5 minutes out from the Bradford Bulls line. And he jinked and turned and said, look, you can't take me down. And they couldn't, he touched the ball down.
Left-hand side, oh, that's a quick offload. And can Pulatua get over the line and put it down for the try? Not according to the referee. Oh, he's given it. He's given the try.
Well,
Tony Pulatua again. Just
I'm lost for words.
From the offload.
Absolutely
through
lost
the
for
two
words.
Defenders. And I thought that they'd stopped him from getting it near the ground, but according to the referee, he's closer to the action than we are. Pulatua scores again, and it's 24-0. Lestrange went to Langley, but instead goes out to right side. Kia, Matty Blythe, oh, he's very close. Has he got the downward force? He didn't, but there was a shit on that far side. Kearney, I think it is, with the try. The Bulls have some way back into this game. The try with 7 minutes in the second half. I'm sure it was Brett Kearney.
And we're going to fight back on our hands. That's a try at the Bradford Bulls. A great try on the right-hand corner. Good build-up by the Bradford Bulls. Pace and power. That's just what the doctor ordered.
Called it. It was Brett Kearney. 11 minutes, 20 seconds left on this clock. Out to the left-hand side. Down that channel, dancing around the tackle. And Lomax could be in here. Gets past the last tackle. Lomax in at the corner. And surely that now ends any Bulls threat. Quick hands from St Helens on the left-hand side. And it's, disappointing. It is Lomax.
It's game center match for the Bradford Bulls now. A lot of fans are going away disappointed. And there's 11 minutes to go. That was a bad tackle there from the Bradford Bulls on the left-hand side. They tried to Lomax. And that's his hat-trick of tries. Bradford Bulls now for St Helens 30. 11 minutes to go on the clock.
Wheeler. Oh, and in round the back, Bulls give up and let him in.
Yeah,
it's Aid Gardner with the try, and just like Castleford collapsed last week, the Bulls are doing it now. And such an easy offload, because nobody really picked him up, just watched him sneak round the back, almost on the touchline, 10 metres out, and the Bulls didn't even charge to him, and just gave up and let him through.
This is reminiscent of the time of McNamara when the Bradford Bulls were losing. The fans are leaving in the droves now, but that's a great try to St Helens. They move further ahead. St Helens now scoring again. It's the Bradford Bulls 40, St Helens 36.
30 metres out, Lestrange, Addy, Manica Four's an option. He wants to go wide left-hand side instead. He switched his mind and direction, and that's caused all sorts of problems for the Bulls. It's allowed Saints to gather back and get the shape again. Lestrange, there goes the hooter. Langley offloads it, ball spoons away. Oh, a kick to the try line. Down it comes at the far side. Are the Bulls in? What's the referee saying as it spoons back down? The Bulls get a consolation try. And the kick's good.
Brilliant
from Jamie Foster. There goes the hooter again. The Bulls have lost, but ended positively. And it was a great drive and determination from Keir. And Foster added the extras, and that's good for him, because his earlier miss has been forgotten about now. But it's a disappointing afternoon for the Bradford Bulls. And with that, I'll leave you with Hobbo as I make that mad dash over to the horse fall.